Dafnun Zayim. Amar Rav Chassa. Interesting name. Boy Ravami. So Ravami had a shaila. I know ein lehem b'domekach yesham. That which we discussed in the Mishnah, that by karka, eved, shtoreis, and hegdish, we said there is no din or no. We learned that from the various psukim in yesterday's daf. He said, what about the halakha of b'domekach? If you get over the shear or not, Taisa says maybe even greater over the shear or not, maybe the shear of double or half, at least Taisa says. So we could debate exactly what the shear is, but the shayla of the Gemara is a very lumdish shayla, Rashi says. And the shayla of the Gemara is, what is the halacha of bitul mekach? Right? So we said up to a sixth, or whatever the shear of oinah is, so that's mechila. When it's exactly that shear, so then we said, according to, we had a machlokes in the Gemara, but the way we paskin was, you have a choice. Are you going to go ahead and be mevata the mekach, or you keep the mekach, and you just return the over or undercharged amount of money. Then we had a third level, which is bitul mekach, which is if it's above that, then either the meicher or the lokeach can cancel the deal. There is no deal whatsoever. What is the nature of that halacha? The nature of the halacha bitul mekach is it's mamish like we call it normally in Shas a mekach tos. You put pashut, it's not, you don't even need a din Torah for that. It's built in a lock of mekach tos when you buy something and it's not the thing you wanted to buy. Nobody had das for this transaction to be a proper transaction, in which case the mekach is batal. Is that the nature of it? And if that is the nature of the lock of bitul mekach above a fifth, sixth, or a half, then that would apply by hegdish and karka and everything as well, because regular dinei mekach u'memker apply by these things. But if the halakha of bitul mekach is not that, it's not based on das, and it's not based on anything, it's just a regular din Torah, just an extension of the din onah, well, the din onah does not apply by karka, it does not apply by shtaris, it does not apply by avodim, it does not apply by hegdish. So how does this halakha play itself out? So that was the shayla they asked. Does the din bitul mekach apply in these cases? Or maybe not. So Rav Nachman, Hodam Rav Chassa said that Poshet Ravami was Poshet after, I guess, dining with it in the Beis Medrash. I know in lehem bitul mekach yesh lehem enechanami, that the din of bitul mekach, again, either above a sixth, or Taisa says above 50% over the price, whatever price you want to go with, there definitely is a din bitul mekach mashma by all four items that we have in our Mishnah. However, the Gemara says not so simple. Rav Yoina Amar Ar Hekdoshes, and Rav Yirmiya Amar Ar Karkos. Remember, there's two groups of halachas in our Mishnah. There's the halacha of karka, which we said karka and eved goes together, and then there's the halacha of hegdish. So Rav Yoina said, legabe hegdish, we'll see if that means specific or not, and Rav Yirmiya said, legabe karka, but Shavai Mishmeidu Rav Yechon, and keep track of the names over here, it's going to get a little bit confusing, but the names are important for the flow of the sugya. They both said, b'shem Rav Yechon, Amru, I know ein lehem, but the mekach yesh lehem. Similar to Rav Ami, that also, even though there is no din, I know by these things, but there is a din of bitul mekach. That's what Rabbi Yechonon said. But we have a machlaikis in Shitas Rabbi Yechonon. When did Rabbi Yechonon say this? So Rav Ami said it. Sorry, Rav Yoina. Rav Ami had said originally by both. Rav Yoina said it by hegdish part of the halacha, and Rav Yirmiya said it by the karka part of the halacha. Now the Gemara explains. Mandi amar ahegdeshois, if you say on hegdesh des bitul mekach, so kol sheken ar karkos, then for sure on the din of karka, you're going to say that there's going to be, because by hegdesh, remember by hegdesh, Rashi points out, there is no das by hegdesh, right? By hegdesh is nobody, normally when you talk about mekach tos, it's because one or the other sides of the transaction didn't have proper intention for this transaction to work. By hegdesh, there is no other das. You're not dealing with a human being, okay? You're dealing with gavoa, you're dealing with shamayim. It's not totally on das b'nei adam over there at all. And if you're going to say by hegdesh there is no din of mekach tos, it doesn't apply at all. So koshken ar kakos. Mandem ar kakos, but the man who says by karka there is a din of mekach tos, lav dafka, does that apply by hegdish? Because by hegdish, as we just explained, there is no other side. I mean, hegdish, we have a Shmuel's halacha. I mean, Shmuel hegdish shava mona shechilul al shava pruta mechulul. That even though obviously when you pay the hegdish, you're supposed to be paid for full value, and we'll see lachatchila whether that's true or not. But Shmuel clearly said, and we use this many places in Shas, that if you take a shava pruta and you mechal the kid Kedusha of Hegdish off of it, it works. It works. Why does it work? Oh, it's Mekach Tosh. You're not paying the full value. Blah, 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 blah. Must be, as we said, that it is no din of Mekach Tosh whatsoever by Dine hegdish. By karka, maybe, but by dina hegdish, not. So we now have a machloikis between Rabbi Yoina and between Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yoina said both by hegdish and by karka, there's not going to be any din. There is a din of bitul mekach. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said by karka, but by hegdish, there will not be a din of bitul mekach. By hegdish, even if you pay just a little bit, they know, remember, it works both ways. Anytime we say that one of these halachas works of aino, not aino, it's not just on the lekech side, it's also on the meicher side if it works the other way. That's always built into this halacha. So now wait a second. Tanan also, we have a Mishnah in Tmura. The Mishnah says, "Am I a kodesh balmum?" If you have over there, the Mishnah, the Rashi explains the context of the Mishnah. You're talking about during Tmura being paid an animal, fine. But if you're being paid an animal, and you have an animal that's a mum, you have a kodesh balmum, yatzel chulin v'tzarech lasos leidamim. So you paid this kedusha on one animal, and you move it to a second animal, which is not Tmura, because the first animal was a balmum. First animal is a balmum, and as a regular din pigeon, you could transfer the kedusha from one animal to the other animal, it's no problem. But what if the second animal is not worth as much as the first animal? So what happens in that case? So I'm Rabbi Yechron, yatzel chulin dvar teira, midaraisa, it works. Midaraisa, even if the second animal does not have as much value as the first animal, it works, the pigeon. But midrabanan, you still have to go ahead and reimburse hektish for the money that the first animal is really worth, above and beyond the second animal. But midaraisa, it worked as it is. Resh Lakish Amar. Af tzarech lasos leidamim in atar. Resh Lakish says no. Resh Lakish says midaraisa, you must pay the full amount. Tosis explains that, of course, whatever you paid, the pigeon works in stages. So if you paid a quarter of the amount, fine. So a quarter of the animal is padui, and the rest you have to pay. It's not like it has to work in one shot. It can work in stages. But whatever you did not pay for does not have a din pigeon. Okay, so this is machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, wait a second. B'mayaskinam. What case are Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish arguing about? How much undercharge in this case, how much less was the animal worth, the second animal, than the actual value of the egg that you're being paid. But my asking, either maybe today I know if we're talking about a sixth or less than a sixth for sure, but even in a sixth amount, the regular din I know. So Bahamar Lam Reish Lakish Tzarech Lasle Dam and Vartera. How can Reish Lakish say that you have to daraisa pay the money, the full value for it to be padui? That's clearly not true. Our Mishnah said, "Votanan Elu Dvarim Shein Lam I Know Harkarka Bavadim Ashtaras VeEgdashes." Clearly, if it's a sixth or less for sure, but even up to and including a sixth, there's definitely no din of aina by hegdish, which means that everybody must agree if you underpay hegdish or sixth, you're fine. There's no din aina, and that would work as a full pigeon, and there would be no din. Maybe drabanan, you'd have to pay the rest of the money, but for sure daraisa, you would not have to pay the rest of the money, lechar. So that cannot be pshat in the machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. Rather, ela bitul mekach. We must be talking about where the second animal was worth much, much, much less than the first animal. Let's say 50% of the value. So now we're not in the Aino world. Now we're in the Bitul Mekach world. Now, wait a second. So now we have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about this point, it seems. That in a case of Bitul Mekach by Hegdish, Rabbi Yochanan says there is no Bitul Mekach and the pigeon works. And Reish Lakish says there is Bitul Mekach, but even by Hegdish, and the pigeon does not work until you make up the rest of the money. So far, so good. Says Mar, but now if you paid attention, now we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here that even though it's a huge amount of discrepancy, a bitul mekach amount of discrepancy, it still works. There is no din of bitul mekach. So Bahalim Rabbi Yochanan tzarech lasos leidamim midivrayim. How could that be? If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I hekdeshes. If you're Yomar Karkos, v'chavai mishmei du Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan in the hem bitul mekach heshem. So on Rabbi Yochanan, we're asking, of course, on. On Rav Yirmiyah, it's not a problem. Rav Yirmiyah said, by Hektish, there is no din of Bitul Mekach. Fine, but on Rav Yonah, who said that there is a din of Bitul Mekach, b'shem Rav Yochanan, he said, that there's a din of Bitul Mekach by Hektish. So if there's din of Bitul Mekach by Hektish, and over here you paid 50% of the value, how can Rav Yochanan say in this case that the pigeon works, and you only have to make up the money through Rabbanan, the Chayri gets into Bitul Mekach land? And Rav Yonah just explained, according to Rav Yochanan, that there is going to be Bitul Mekach over here, and therefore it should not be a good pigeon, because you under paid by way too much. So the chayr, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a stira b'direi, according to Rabbi Yoina, we have a stira in direi of Yochanan. So the Gemara is going to say three possible ways to work this out. The Eilam b'bitul mekach. We're talking about a case where we underpaid hektish 50%, let's say. Ve'epach, and switch the shitas. The Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Switch the shitas around in the second conversation that we had about the Mishnah in Tmura. Switch the shitas, switch Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan explained, says that there is going to be a din bittul mekach over here, and therefore, Rabbi Yonah said that it's not going to have a din bittul mekach over here, and therefore the pigeon would not work, Rabbi Yochanan is of the shita, like he said, Rish Lakish had said, that you have to make up the rest of the money, and therefore that works. Now, remember, this is only in Rabbi Yonah. In Rabbi Yirmiyah, you don't have to switch the shittas. Everything is fine and dandy. Everything is good. But in Rabbi Yonah, who said that Rabbi Yochanan said there's going to be a din bittul mekach, we're going to have to switch the shittas, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's going to say that the pigeon does not work daraisa until you pay the rest of the money. And what is the machlokes over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which whoever held which doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, what is the machlokes? The machlokes is like we just said, but Mike and Mifigi, but the Shmuel. They're arguing on Shmuel's point. The Amar Shmuel, Hekti Shev Amana Shechel Shevaputa Mechulal, so that you could be paid there, at least with the evidence, we'll see in a second. Hegdish, even on a small amount, which would clearly be in the Bittul Mekach world, Mari say the Shmuel, Mas say the Shmuel. So that is the question. The whole discussion whether with Bittul Mekach applies by Hegdish or not is totally on this halach of Shmuel. The Gemara never says what the reason is, or what is the halach of Shmuel based on. Rashi explains, if you look in Rashi, Rashi on the second medium line, Aftzar Chalaisle Domim Devar Tayer, Rashi here brings the Svar. The Gabi Hektish Erkechoksiv, it says value. The Kuloi, the Kosover Erkechoshavia Mashva. So this one neighbor says, when it says you have to be paid the Be'erkecha, means you have to pay the full value. And Rabbi Yochanan Sever says, Rashi, Erkecha means the opposite. Kol Domim Sheerchru Mashva Im Zolim Yoiker. As long as you pay some value, that is going to be good enough. So the Machlaikis on whether on Shmuel's Halacha, which we're saying now is really the machlokes of Reichen and Shlokish, which is really the machlokes whether Bittul Mekach applies by Hektish or not, is totally how you read this pasuk. The pasuk says you have to be paid the Hektish with value. Does that mean it's full value, or does that mean any value at least is good enough? And therefore, that is the machlokes in these three stages of the Gemara. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. Ibai Yisema, could be. The Kuli Alma Yisru the Shmuel. Everybody holds that Shmuel's halach is right. And Erkecha means any value you give is good enough, and if you give that money to Hektish, you're fine. The question is Shmuel's halacha lechatchila, or Shmuel's halacha only b'diavad? So he says, Shechil in, b'diavad, if you did it, fine, we'll let you get away with it. But lechatchila, you should pay the full value. And therefore, even minat Torah, you should go ahead and pay the full value. For Marisol, if you lechatchila, you can pay just a shekel, and the midrabanan, maybe we pay you the rest of the difference. Fine. So we have two ways of understanding the machlokes of Reichel Reish Lakish, whether they're arguing about Shmuel's halacha, or they're arguing whether Shmuel's halacha is only is even lechatchila or only b'diavad. Or I can answer up the steer b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan in a whole different way. The machlokes of Yochanan and Shlokish that we discussed by the Mishnah and Tamura, whether you have to pay the rest of the money or not, is not talking about a case of Bittul Mekach. That's not what it's discussing. It's talking about a case of Ona. Now, what do you mean Ona? We said by Ona, there's no question that the pigeon works because there is no din Ona by Hegdish. Therefore, as long as you're within a sixth, including a sixth, you're fine. What's Pshat? And there's a whole other way to learn the Mishnah. Now, clearly, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah did not learn the Mishnah this way, but there is another way to learn the Mishnah, which is when Rabbi Chista read our Mishnah and said, by Hektish at least, there is no din I know. So we said that meant that you could underpay Hektish up to including a sixth. Says Rabbi Chista, that's what it means. Ain't a betiris I know. Totally the opposite. That when it comes to Hegdish, even if you undercharge a little bit, even a 12th, a 24th, a fraction, a percent, you still have to pay the money, daraisa. That's the way they will learn the Mishnah. Oh, so if that's the way you learn the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is not going to be cash. Now, clearly, Rashi points out, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah did not learn the Mishnah that way. Because if they said, Oino ein lehem of Bittul Mekach yesh lehem, that clearly they meant that Oino means it doesn't apply at all. Not it's more machmir. Because once you say, like a chista, that Oino means that you're machmir even down to a tiny little bit, then of course be a Bittul Mekach, that's above and beyond that. So clearly, Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah did not learn the Mishnah that way, and therefore they have to rely on the first Terutzim. But there is another way to get out of this halacha, which is to say that the halacha in the Mishnah, now Tosfos points out, this. Remember, we had in the Mishnah four halachas. We had karka, we had shtaris, we had avadim, and we had hektish. We're now going to be splitting up the Mishnah in a weird sort of way. We're going to say when the Mishnah said all four of these things, ein lehem oino, by karka, by shtaris, and by evad, that means that the din of a sixth does not apply, and it's not chazal the mekach. By hektish, it means that it's even more machmir, and that it applies even by less, even by a percent. So even by a pruta. So it's totally different coming from different angles. But that's how Rav Chista reads the Mishnah.
So that's why says it's difficult to read the Mishnah like that.
Like it's very hard to read the Mishnah. Yeah. So Meisvei, the more is a kasha from another Brisa. Where Brisa says, Ribis Voinola Hedjit. Obviously, there's a din Ribis in the Torah, as we'll start at the end of the week. It's a Shem din Ribis. And that applies by a Hedjit. And there's also din I know, of course, the din I know that we learned in the Torah. But the Brisa says, V'ein Ribis Voinola Hegdish. However, there is no din ribis, and there is no din oino by hegdish. Remember, by ribis, it also says achicha. Just like by oino, we learned out there's no din oino by hegdish because it says achicha by oino. By ribis, it also says achicha. So, Tosis debates over here whether they're talking about ribis deraisa, ribis derabanan, but the pasuk definitely says achicha on one side of the Gemara, it's mashma, even by ribis deraisa, does not apply by din hegdish. What is the case of ribis by hegdish? Hold on, the Gemara will explain. But the Brisa clearly says there is no din oino, and there is no din ribis by hegdish, but there is by hegdish. Now, so you see that din I know does not apply, which is not like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said I know applies, and only does it apply. It applies even more. So no big deal. Mi'alim asnisa. So no better than our Mishnah. Do kim the bit tyres I know that when the Mishnah said that there's no I know by hektish doesn't mean it's lekula. It meant lechumra. So you're also in the price. So chenami ribis v'din I know lehedjet v'in ribis v'din I know lehektish because by hektish you're more machmir and the din of I know would be even for less according to Rav Chista. Now, wait a second. The din ribis clearly is not like that, right? The ribis is definitely we're being makil. There's nothing to be machmer on by dina hektish by ribis. Clearly, ribis is a kula. So again, we're coming out in this brisa, we're splitting the halacha and the brisa. By dina oino, according to Chista, we're being machmer by hektish. By dina ribis, we're being makil by hektish. So mayachi, so what, how do you read the rest of the brisa? The rest of the brisa is 130 seifo. Zeh chaymer behejit mi behektish. That you see, the Brice is pointing out something interesting. That normally, we always say, hey, Hegdish is more chamor than Hedjit. Over here, we have two halachas which are going to be more chamor by Hedjit. And they are, L'chayr, Pashav Shah, the Brice, that Ribis and Ona applies by a Hedjit, and Ribis and Ona, L'kula, does not apply by Hegdish. So you see the Akula of Hegdish to Hedjit. But according to Chista, that's not true. According to Chista, by Aina, Hegdish is more chamor because the dinner Aina applies even from the first pruta. Says my Nechanami Aribis. It was only going on that part of the ribis that ribis is more makel by dinei Hegdish than it is by dinei Hedge. Says the Gemara. So then, if that's the case, so listening Nami Zechamer by Hegdish by Hedget Aina. So if the price is comparing and contrasting Dine Hegdish and Dine Hedjit, it should say Legabi Ribis, Hegdish is more makel. Legabi Aina, Legabi Aina, Hegdish is more chomer. So point that out. Says Mona, Hachiyasha, why do we have to point that out? Bishma Zechamer by Hedjit by Hegdish Visulai. This is the only halacha that we're makel on Dine Hegdish, that there's no Din Ribis. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Ela Hegdish Zechamer Visulai, right? We have to list all the ways Hegdish is more chamur than Dine Hegdish. Obviously, there's Me'ila, there's all where you have to eat it, there's a million different halachas that are more chamur by Hegdish. For that, the Brisa doesn't have to point out. What the Brisa is pointing out is that even though there's different halachas, Ribis specifically is more makel by Dine Hegdish than it is, but in Echanami, Aina, according to Chista, is more Chomer. According to our Mishnah, the way Pashut, the way we learned the Mishnah, Aina also would be more Mako by Dine Hegdish than it would be by Dine Hedge. So the Mederach Agav, Ribis the Hegdish Hechidami. What exactly is a case of Ribis by Hegdish? Right? Hegdish is not in the money lending business. So where exactly do you have a case of Ribis that would come up? So Elamah, the Ice Bay Gizbar, what are you going to say? Okay, so the Gizbar has a large chunk of cash, and the Gizbar wants to make money from his cash, so he's selling, like, you know, overnight paper. He's selling overnight loans so that people can, Hegdish can make some money off of it. And therefore, if he does that, the Gemara is discussing whether there's ribis or not. So what's the case? The Ice Bay Gizbar Meah, but Meah Viasim, he lent out 100 shekel, and he tells the guy, you have to pay me back 120. So he's a little side hustle here for Hegdish to make some extra money for the Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemara, it doesn't work. Valoi mal, mal a gizbar. Once the gizbar takes that 100 shekel and gives it to someone as a loan, he's over me'ila. And which means that once you're over me'ila, the loch is, the money is no longer hegdish. And if the money is no longer hegdish, then a ribis kick back in. The whole way you were going to get out of ribis, I'm a gizbar, I can lend that with ribis. Yeah, but once you lend it out, then it's not hegdish anymore. Now dini ribis kicked back in. So you didn't gain anything. So that can't be the case. So what is the case of hegdish lending money? So the Gemara says, you're right, there is no real case of Hegdish lending money. Because once they lend the money goes to Chulin. Rather, we can have a case of a ribis through a button kind of halacha, which is, Amar Vayishi, Hachamay Eskino, just to give you a little te'ima for next week when we start Ezra Neshech. Amar Hachamay Eskino, Chakiba, Lesapik, Soltois, Me Arbav, Amdu Mishalash. There's an interesting kind of ribis. So we have a problem in the market. Generally speaking, in the market, when you if you're a large bakery here in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, you know, your Angels or one of these places, so they don't just order flour, right? They negotiate, they pre-negotiate a price of flour the whole year. Now, when you do that, it's a risk on both sides, right? It could be the price of flour will go up, could be the price of flour will go down. There's a risk. Okay, so normally, how do you do this in the Gemara's days? At least there's something called the shar. There's once a year where they set a fixed price for flour. So if you wait until they set this fixed price for flour, then you're allowed to go ahead and buy and sell on futures. No problem. I can pay you now and you'll deliver it to me later. And even if somehow the price changes later and you end up bringing me more flour than I paid for, if you think about it, it's really like a loan. I'm paying you now, which means I'm giving you money. So now you owe me that money. You're going to pay me back in flour. I paid you 100 shekel now for 20 kilo of flour. Turns out by the time you deliver it to me, the price changed a little bit. Now you're delivering me 25 kilo of flour. So it is sort of ribis, but once the shahr was set, you're allowed to do that. However, if you negotiate it before the shahr is set, that's a problem, because then it's considered like a mamish lending you money, and you could be paying me back more or less, right, based on when the price at the delivery date. So, if you have a case where shekibul of a sapek solta, someone was going to provide flour to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, at that point, no money has changed hands. So therefore, it's still all considered Hegdish negotiations. May Arba, so I said I'm going to give you four for a sella, Vamdu Mishalosh, and then it turns out that the price changed. Kedisanya. Hamakabala Sapik Soltos Me Arba, Vamdu Mishalosh. So I said I'm going to give Hegdish 4 kilo for a dollar. And then when I come to give it, it's not worth 4 kilo. It's actually the price went up, and it's 3 kilo for a dollar. But Sapik Me Arba. I still have to give Hegdish the more. And the opposite is true. Mishalish, if I negotiate to give them 3 kilo per dollar, vamdu mi'arba, and then later on it comes that it's four. Normally, if I give them four now, it would be ribis. But misapik mi'arba shiad hegdish el yaina. Since dine ribis don't apply to hegdish in both these situations, I always give hegdish the more. By a hedged, I could not do this. Hegdish, I run into dine ribis, at least the rabbanon. Yep. Whereas by hegdish, this halacha does not apply. So that is an example of hegdish and ribis. Rav Papa says, I can tell you a simpler example without getting deep into dine ribis. Halacha ba'avne binyan emasuris the gizbar askinan. We're talking about where hegdish was doing a construction project. Now, we have a problem. When hegdish does a construction project, so they have money. Okay, they need to buy bricks and they need to buy, you know, cement. The money that hegdish has is Hegdish. If they go buy bricks, the Kedusha transfers from that money onto the bricks, which then means that the workers who are sitting around on these bricks smoking cigarettes are being over Me'ila because the bricks are Hegdish. So you don't want to do that. So what's the solution? So the Gemara in Me'ila explains the solution is you buy the bricks without paying up front. You buy the bricks on credit. And therefore the bricks remain Chulin. They're owned by Hegdish, but they're chulin. Okay? Later on, when you pay, then the Kedusha transfers off the money onto the bricks that are already built into the wall. But Kozma, you didn't build them in the wall, you didn't pay, there's no Kedusha on these bricks. Okay? And now, I have extra bricks, and I go to my next-door neighbor who's building something else, and I say, hey, I have extra bricks, I'm the Gizbar of Hegdish, would you like to borrow some bricks? What does that mean, borrow bricks? Well, you'll take 10 bricks, you pay me back 15. So you're making ribis off the bricks. Can you do that? You could. Because it's Hegdish. There's no Kedusha yet, but it's owned by Hegdish. But Hakaba Avne Binyan Masuris the Gizbar Skin and Kiddush Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Bainin Bechoil, V'yachakach Makdishin. So therefore, it has a din of ribis. There is no din ribis because it's still the Hegdish that's doing the negotiations, but there is no Kedusha at this stage, and therefore you can get away with this. So there are two possibilities of a way that you can have a case of ribis by Hegdish, as we discussed, and therefore the Gemara is pointing out to Salacha that there is no din ribis by Hegdish, because again it says Achicha Deraisa or Drabban. Continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there also by Hegdish and Shtaris, etc. There is other three halachas don't apply. There's no din Kefel, there's no din Dal Vehei, there's no din Shvua by Shemer Chinam, and there's no din of Chiyuv Geneva Vaveda by a Shemer Sacher. How do we know those halachas? Now the Gemara should go through the drushes. So how do you know those no din kefil? Menani mili. The Torah Rabbanan. These are all the psukim we remember from Baba Kama. So the first pasuk is talking about Al Kol Devar Pesha, Al Shor, Hamar, Al Sal, Salma, Al Kol Avedah Sheyemer Ki Uzeh, Adol Ikim, Elohim, Yavoy Dar Shneim, Asher Shin, Elohim, Yisham, Shneim, Libereyu. And we said it's talking about a Toyin Tanis Kanef, not Toyin Tanis Kanef. That was the old Gemara we had in Baba Kama. But clearly the context of the pasuk talks about kefil. So Gemara Darsh is like this. Al Kol Devar Pesha, which means it applies to anything you steal, that's a klal. That's a regular klal, and it means everything. Then it says examples. Al-Shar, Al-Khamar, Al-Se, Al-Salma. That's prat. Those are examples. Then it says, Al-Kol HaVedeh SheYoymer. That's chaz of a klal. This is a classic case we have called klal, prat, klal. And we know klal, prat, klal is marbe some things, but mamayit all other things. So it has some miyut in it and some ribri in it. So we dash a klal upon yatadan ela ke'ein ha-prat. Not only the prat, but ke'ein ha-prat. And therefore we dash it as follows. Ma prat mefurish dover metaltol. So all these things, shor, chamor, se, selma, all these things are movable objects, not karka. So therefore kefa only applies by movable objects. And the gufay moment. All these things have inherent value, not like a shtar, which is not inherent value, it just represents the chayv, that is not called gufay moment. Karka does not have a din kefil, it's not movable. Yatsu avadim, we know that's hukshu karkar, so it's treated like a karka because of dina yerusha, like the pasuk says. And yatsu shtarish, afbishemetalpun, but in gufay moment, they are not clearly something which is inherent money, it just represents money. Therefore, those three are out of the din kefil. What about hektish? Hektish amar kro re'eyu. The pasuk says, "Asher shino lihim isham shnayim le're'eyu." Re'eyu v'loy hektish. So there is no din keifa by hektish. So again, we see all four of these items excluded from din keifa. The next halacha in the Mishnah said that not only are they excluded from din kefil, they're excluded from dal ve. If you steal an animal in these situations, you would not, and you shecht it, etc. Said v'loy teshumi dal ve. My timer teshumi dal ve. Marchman v'loy teshumi shalosh v'arba. Right. Obviously, as we explained in Masechtas Baba Kama, Dalad Vehe is made up of two components. It's partially kefel plus an extra two or an extra three. Once you take away the kefel, then there is no din of Dalad Vehe, and the whole thing falls apart. Next halacha was Shem Mechinim. Now, the Shem Mechinim halacha was an interesting halacha we pointed out in the Mishnah. The way Rashi explained it in the Mishnah was that a Shem Mechinim is chayev on pshia, that we know is chayev on, but a Shem Mechinim is potter and everything else. Oynes and Gnev and Aved, he's potter on. Rashi explained in the Mishnah that it said in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said it this way, Rashi took it literally, that the Shem Mechinim is potter for making a shavua by all these things. Mm-hmm. It's not clear from the Mishnah if he's Peshaya by all these things, is he also going to be potter? Look at Taisus here. Taisus is out of order. Taisus says, Shemer Chinam Eino Nishpa. Nira says, Taisus, Du Adin De Eino Mishalim. Dafil Shemer Socher and Pasha Nira Delay Mishalim. Taisus learns not like Rashi. Taisus says that when we're going to learn these Miyutim from the Psukim, that means that Shemer Chinam is even potter on Pshia. Potter legami even on a pshia if it's on a shtar or it's on a karka or it's on an eved. Rashi's mashma, it's not that he's potter on pshia, it's just he doesn't have to make a shavua on it. But he would be actually chayev midine pshia. Gets into the whole discussion whether dine pshia is a din in shomer or whether dine pshia is a din in mazik. If it's a din mazik, then of course you're chayev. If it's a din shomer, you might be excluded. The Rishonim debate the lumdus behind it. Just pointing out that the Mishnah's meduyek according to Rashi, that by Shein Mechinim talks about the shvua, and with the Meshacher, it actually talks about the payment. We'll see right away. So where do we know a Shem Mechinim is potter from a Shvua? Menani Mili. The Tanah Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Ki yitein ish areyu kesef akeim lishmar, v'gunam ebeis ha'ish, and mimatzei aganef yishalim shnayim. And remember, Rashi points out that we learned in Baba Kama, the first Pasuk is talking about a Shem Mechinim, the second Pasuk over there is talking about a Shem Esachar. So in the Pasuk of Shem Mechinim, again it says the same kind of klal prat klal. Ki yitein ish areyu, what are you giving him? Anything. So that's a klal. Kesef akeilim, that's a prat. Now, our girsa is v'gunav v'meish ish chaz of a klal. There's definitely a difference on the side, which changes exactly what the klal is. Some say it's lishmar is the klal. Whatever you want to dash on the extra klal is, but there is definitely is a klal prat klal. Chaz of a klal. Klal prat klal. Yel tatan al kena prat. Ma prat, which is kesef or kelim, is dovra metaltol, it's movable. The gufay moment has inherent value. Of kavala daf, the gufay moment, it's the same Joshua. Yotzu karkor sheni metaltol, karka is not movable. Yotzu avadim it shokshul karkor, it's like karka. Yotzu shtar, selfish metaltol, the movable and gufay moment, it's not inherent value. Hektish, where does Hektish potter from this din of Shvua by Shem Mechinim? Amar Kroh, here also the Pasuk says, Ki yitein ish el re'eyu. Re'eyu is re'eyu, v'loy Hektish. Hektish is not your friend. That's by Shemer Chino. How to buy Shemer Socher? Now you say Socher and a Mishal. Over there, it's the second next parasha. It says, Kiyitin Isha Reyeu Chamar Oishar Oisev Chol Behemel Lishmar V'meis Oy Nishbar Oy Nishba Ein Roeh. So he has to pay. That's by Shemer Socher. He's chayving an even aveda. The Torah Bonim. Kiyitin Isha Reyeu. What are you giving him? Klal. That's anything. Then it says, Chamar Oishar Oisev. Right? We dash all these things. Prat. The Chol Behemel Lishmar. That's because of a klal. So again, we have a klal prat klal. Klal prat klal, yata dana kalayna prat. It has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish, all these things, chamor, shor, se, etc., are metaltel, they're movable, the gufay mammon, they have inherent value. Av kovla metaltel, the gufay mammon, yatsu karkor, shen metaltelin, yatsu avos, shor, karkor, yatsu shtar, shtafi, shen metaltelin, and gufay mammon. So therefore, all these things are excluded all the same similar way by kefal, by shemichin, by shemesachar. Heg deshois. Here also, the pasuk says, ki yitin ish el reyeu. Reyeu, veloi, heg deshois. Now we have clearly in the psukim a patur of gnevet aveda by these items, by shemesachar, a patur at least from shvuah. By Hashem Rechinam, and we say there's no din of Geneva and Kefal and Abraveh, all based on these ideas of the Klal Prat, Klal Agutmoy.